Welcome back to That Gaming Podcast, everybody. This is Ben.
And this is Alex.
And this is the show where we talk about the Nintendo and PlayStation games we're playing right now.
That's right. So join us as we embark into the world of gaming.
Let's do it. How's it going, everybody? Ben's here.
Greetings, salutations, Ben.
Hi, Alex. And we are talking about Gotham Knights. On PlayStation 5. Alex has been playing it, and you've maxed out every character and are just waiting for me to buy it. For real. Just went on the Black Friday sale this week.
Yes.
And so I am going to pick it up. I am going to be playing it. And we will probably revisit this down the line, or we'll see, in a future iteration of the show or something. But yeah, we're going to talk about that today. And before we do that, of course, we need to mention all of our things. You can find us on Facebook at THT Pod. You can get notes from us there. If you noticed, if you were looking for this podcast early this morning and you didn't see it in the feed, we just got busy. We ran out of time.
Yeah.
It just didn't work in our schedules. If you saw my Charlie from Sunny in Philly on there,
loved it.
That was us basically this week. Like, too much
pretty
going
much.
On.
Pretty much.
But you would get, if you follow us on the Facebook page, you get those notes in your feed right away. So if you use Facebook regularly, that's a great place to find us. You can also find us on email. You can send us an email, askthatgamingpodcast@gmail.com. And we just want to hear from you. Any feedback about the show, anything that you like about the show, anything you want us to keep doing, don't keep doing this, keep doing that, that sort of thing, let us know. And also leave us a review. That really helps us get found by more listeners, and the more listeners we have, the more we can do with the show, the more we can directions we can take it. But yeah, we really encourage you to follow us on our Facebook page. In the coming weeks and months, we're kind of planning a transition. We're not really sure what we're going to do yet, but I think we might kind of shut the show down for December. Just around the holidays, we've got a lot of things going on, and you know, we're not picking up a lot of games because we're waiting for Christmas gifts and all that kind of stuff. We struggle usually this month of the year to like, what are we going to talk about? So I think we're going to wind the show down, and we're kind of considering maybe we're going to come back in a different form where we're doing maybe not a weekly show, but we're doing maybe a show where we have, you know, a chunk of episodes that we release at a time. And you're going to get like a 6 episodes about this topic or something. We haven't really figured out the nuts and bolts of that yet. But just to let everyone know listening, because we know we do have a nice core group of followers here, the few people that are listening every week, we really appreciate you doing that.
Absolutely.
But we'd like to kind of expand the net a little bit further. And so if you've got some friends that you know are gamers, if they're any bit interested in listening to a podcast, just put the feelers out there. Let them know about us. We'd love to get people to come in now. And this feed will probably still be here. I don't know what we're going to do. If we're going to do all new feed, or we're just going to put it into this feed. We haven't really figured that out yet. But if they follow this show, we're not going anywhere. We're just going to kind of change our content a little bit. But yeah, Facebook is the best way to keep up with us as we make those decisions. We're going to announce them there. We'll put a post there and let listeners know what's going on.
And I also I would encourage, like,
go ahead.
even though we're going to stop, you know, for a month or whatever, still write in an email your suggestions, your reviews, experience about the game, because that's something we could use when we come back and open up with. So don't think just because we're going away, we're not going to look at our emails and stuff. Definitely, definitely, definitely write into us. Let us know.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, that would be a great thing to be able to do, is listener feedback. listener questions. Mm-hmm. Yeah, comments, do an episode like a mailbag kind of thing. That'd be fun.
Yeah, exactly.
The thing I was going to say about that, I think I might repost some old episodes. You'll still have something coming in your feed, but it's not going to be anything brand new. But if you are new to the show, or if you are, you know, reaching out to friends and letting them know about the show, then they don't have to go all the way back to the beginning of our feed to find some stuff. Cause we've got a lot of episodes. There's a lot there for you, a lot to listen to. So I encourage you, please go back and dig in. They're all kind of evergreen. We don't really talk about topics that are just to that moment. We talk about a game. And so that game is forever. Mm-hmm. I mean, those thoughts we had on that game then still stand now, I would say. They might have changed since we played the game some more, but
tiny bit, yeah.
Tiny bits, but yeah. Or, you know, we might be talking about stuff where like, I don't know if that's in the game, you know, because we only played for 5 hours or something like that. But
right.
But on the whole, they're still good episodes, and we still encourage you, please go back and listen to them. We'd really like that. So
absolutely.
With all of that said, we will be taking a break next week for sure, because it's Thanksgiving, so we'll be busy with that. We might do one episode. I just picked up Pokemon Scarlet today, so I think we'll be doing an episode on that. I'll definitely want to talk about that in a couple weeks. But then at that point, we'll probably wind down then, because it'll be the end of November. The first week of December, but still. But anyway, with that said, we will jump into this episode we're doing today.
Yes.
We'll get too ahead of us here, and we're going to talk Gotham Knights. Alex, what do you want to say about this game?
It's a good game, that is all. No, I'm just kidding.
Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for tuning
everyone.
In.
Goodbye, everyone. Have a good day. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Find our socials.
No. It's a game I've been looking forward to for a while since they've announced, and I picked up on day one. No, that's a lie. Actually, I bought it on the way back from vacation. Out while I was on vacation, so I came back, bought the game.
But basically day one.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, just a couple of days or so. But no, I truly enjoyed it. Where do I even begin? There's so much to talk about. I'm just going to open up the settings. So you're obviously in Gotham City. First of all, this game is not created by the same developers of Arkham Knight. I'm emphasizing that because a lot of things out there like to compare the two. And I feel like it's a little unfair just because like the two different types of developers, two different type of grade levels there, and two different styles completely. They're the ones, this developer team are the ones that made Origins, Batman Origins. Basically, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. They didn't do the Arkham Asylum, Origins. Arkham City. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Arkham Origins. Yeah, they didn't do Arkham City or Arkham Asylum. That's what they did. They did not do. But I want to emphasize that just because I'm going to get into some stuff here and you're going to think, oh, it's a little bit not as, you know, polished or as performed as Arkham Knight. That is why. It's completely different standards. But no, so the game is set in Gotham, as most of you already know. And the game opens up with basically Bruce's death, unfortunately. And, you know, they go through the whole thing, you know, how he died and, you know, the whole thing in the cemetery, putting his coffin in. And every time I see that, I think of Michael Keaton crying, you know, like uncontrollably. Every time I see that, I'm like, oh, my God, where's Michael? Not Keaton, Michael Caine.
Yeah, Michael Caine. Yeah, Michael Keaton. The reason I laugh is because you send me that Michael Caine gif like every other day or every week. And it's so brutally sad. Like, he's such a good actor that you're like, oh, I can't look at this. It's making me sad.
Well, and the reason it's sad because in the funeral scene, Alfred is there and stuff. He's not like Michael Caine tearing up or anything, but you can see he's very sad. And I'm like, oh man, this is gut wrenching, and to watch everything. Yeah. The whole family's there, you know, Tim Drake, Jason Todd, Barbara Gordon, you know, Nightwing, the whole
Dick crew's Grayson.
There. But anyway, thank you, Dick Grayson, the first Robin, Dick Grayson. But essentially, what happens is Bruce dies, and you basically the Bat family is left to essentially pick up the mantle and protect Gotham from his threats. You know, crime doesn't stop, eventually word goes around and they're like, hey, where is Batman? We haven't seen him in a while. Maybe we can break into stuff. And then crime goes up, basically, is what happens because they realize Batman's missing, essentially. Something I did not realize, but I forgot. James Gordon is also dead. There's no James Gordon's commissioner. There's a different commissioner in the game. So he's gone. Yeah. Interesting. So, and this police department slash commissioner is not very friendly with the Bat family. So there's no Bat single, Bat symbol anymore. That's been taken down. So a lot of things are changing basically in Gotham. I will say this game is in a different universe. It is not linked with any form of the Arkham games out there. Origins, Asylum, Knight. It's a whole separate
really?
What you call it, world. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was after Arkham Knight.
No, no, no. Separate universe. No connection. Yeah, as far as I know, this is a complete separate, no connection whatsoever. I would say, by the way, we didn't say this at the top of the show, we have to say, rest in peace, Kevin Conroy. Rest in peace, because he voiced all the Batman.
Yeah, that did happen last week.
For those games, with the exception of this one. But yeah, rest in peace. Mm-hmm. Anywho, game opens up, and you essentially pick a character you want to. You can pick, like we went through the list, Nightwing, Robin, Red Hood, or Batgirl. You can pick whoever you want to start the game off, and you can alternate, rotate, change back and forth after each mission if you want to, after each night, as you please. There's no limits or anything like that. The game goes off by night, and I'll get to details how that works. It's open world, first of all. You roam around, just like Arkham Knight was, roam around, find crime, fight crime. The city itself is not like Arkham Knight, meaning it is a live city. It's not on lockdown. There are pedestrians walking around. There's some cars driving around, but nothing, not as intense as like Spider-Man, for example, where they're everywhere. It's like very light crowd levels. But the point is, it's nighttime and Gotham is running normally. Nothing crazy is happening. Each night you venture out of Belfry. Belfry is your HQ. That's the clock tower, the second headquarters of Batman. Because during Batman's death, he basically there was like a, you know, like a command went off and it destroyed the Batcave for protection for its identity and the identity of his Bat family. So there's no Batcave, there's no Wayne Manor. That's like, you know, destroyed basically. So you're all in Belfry.
No Batmobile.
Sadly. No Batmobile, sadly. No Batmobile.
Dang.
But Alfred's with you. Alfred's with you and helping. So he's still being Alfred. So good old Alfred. So he's there. But every night you venture out into the city and you find crimes. And the way the game works is a lot of detective work. So first night you're out there, you have to just really go find these little like icons in your map. They're like small time crimes, meaning somebody's trying to break into a car, somebody's trying to, you know, somebody's beating somebody up on the side of the road, basically. And you defeat them, you punch them out and stuff, and you collect something called preventive crimes. I think they're called like these little red magnifying glass icons you pick up. And what it does is the more you collect of those, it will basically feed into the next night. So at the end of the night, you return to Belfry, and the next day, while you're in Belfry, on the bottom left corner of your screen, it will say, you've unlocked 6 or 7 preemptive crimes, something like that, basically. Something like to the word. You unlock more crimes to go after, actual crimes. Once you do that, those actual crimes vary. They all give you rewards, like XP, gear pieces, story progression, just depends. You don't have to do all of them, by the way, each night, because once you finish them, they're gone. You have to kind of turn in for the night, go to Belfry. So you don't finish them or anything like that. So you can just say, oh, I just want to do 2 or 3. I only have time for that. And you can go back or just close the game right there. And then the game automatically saves. So you don't have to go to Belfry every time to save. So you can do that. Each crime is always different. It's never the same when you go out each night. So one day it could be, there's a bomb defusal situation. People are strapped to bombs. You have to go rescue them quietly, sneak in, defuse the bombs. There could be a bank robbery happen. You have to go and interrupt the bank robbery. There could be a prison bus shootout where they're trying to break out a prisoner, and you have to go there and jump in and, you know, avoid that from happening. There is a police fight battle happening in the streets. Police are being gunned down by those gangs out there. You can go there. So every night it's different, and they do a good job of rotating. What sucks is if you're looking for a particular crime to happen because some achievements require that, you have to refresh the night, basically, carry on to the next night. so you can get the crime you're looking for, because it can tell you on the map, well, what you're going to encounter.
Oh, okay.
So there is that.
But you kind of just let that happen naturally, and you get achievements, and
you're not
trying to like hack it all the time. You're just saying a trophy you wanted to get or something, you might have to mess with it.
Everybody's actually going to have to probably skip a few nights if they want to. You don't have to, because here's this: there's something called momentum objectives. They're character specific. Robin has one, Nightwing has one, everybody has one. And what they do is, as you do those character challenges, they're called challenges objectives, they allow you to unlock more abilities for the character. A good example, which Ben knows this because I was complaining about this a lot in the first week of the game I was playing, is when you first start the game, there's no quick transportation. What I mean by that is the only mode of transportation is either the bike that they give you, like a bat bike, it looks like. They all look the same, basically. Mm-hmm. Or your character's grapple, that you grapple through rooftops. Like, for example, Batgirl, you don't get her gliding with a cape situation until you finish a certain momentum challenge, if you would, to get there. So you can travel, but limited for the most part, which is not that terrible as it sounds. It really doesn't.
Does it take a while to get to that point?
It depends who you play. I mean, if you keep rotating characters, it could.
Oh, okay.
But it just depends how you're focused. If you're focused like just doing the main mission, yes, it could, because it's not a main part of the mission requirement. You can just focus on the mission and skip all that. But I highly recommend you get the abilities and the
you might focus on getting the characters to a point where they're a little more able to traverse the world a little easier, and then start hitting the main missions.
Yes, because it's going to help you a lot, because as you play the game really encourages you to go into the open world a lot and travel back and forth in different zones of Gotham City. So you're really encouraged. Eventually, you unlock fast travel, of course. That's later in the game with Lucius Fox. He's in the game, so he helps you unlock those objectives for you.
That's through so the main story?
No, that's a side story also. So you got to be wary.
Oh, so you have to be doing that as well. Okay.
Yeah. So you got to be open to that. The main game, obviously, there's a main storyline you follow. And I don't really spoil for anybody or get into it too much, but it essentially starts off with you trying to figure out why Talia al Ghul is in town. Because last you heard, Bruce told her basically get out of town, you know, welcome here. But now she's back. So you start there, and the game takes you from there. The main villains you encounter, obviously, is you have I can't think of her name for some reason. Harley Quinn. There you go. Harley Quinn is in the game. She is in the first part of the main story, kind of. You encounter her, and then she deviates to a side mission. You have Mr. Freeze, who's a side mission, not part of the main story arc, if you would, but it's still fun to do. You have Clayface, that's also a side activity. So basically in Belfry, when you go, you have like this, like two whiteboard boards, basically one with like the main objectives that you're encountering and, you know, evolving through. And you have your side piece with all these extra villains you go after, basically. Kind of like Arkham Knight did, if you remember, when you put people in prison, they're like the side character, like Riddler and all that stuff.
Yeah. They weren't main, but they were there. And if you wanted to get a completion on the whole game, you had to do them all.
Right. Yeah. Right, or in this case, to get better gear, which I'll get into later here shortly.
I see.
You can get like gear, experience level of your character, and a lot of fun stuff here. But you have the story arc that you can do, and you can play it as you wish. You can do the main story first, and come back and do those, or vice versa, whichever is your style. You can do whichever. There are a few factions in the game, and I will lay it out to you. Oh, gangs, if you would, that spread out around Gotham. The Freaks is one of them, and they're basically led by Harley Quinn. The Freaks. There is something called the Regulators. There are two types of them. There is the Mr. Freeze Regulators, and there is the regular ones. And they sound like, what's his name? Remember Arkham Knight in Arkham Knight when it was Red Hood, when he was like talking with a robotic voice, kind of?
It's like a voice modulator?
Yeah. They all talk with voice modulator, which is pretty interesting for the Regulators. Okay. The Freaks are more like punks and that kind of stuff. You have the Mob there also. Sadly, there's no Two-Face or anything just yet, but the Mob is there.
Do you think he'll show up?
They didn't give any hint when I was playing, but I have a very strong suspicion it could be a DLC coming up or something.
Okay.
It would be fun to see. I can see that. They have the mob. The mob is there, as I mentioned. League of Shadows is, of course, there. Later Italia. In the game, you unlock them. Yep. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the one and only, the Court of Owls, is also there, mm-hmm. which I won't get into. You have to play the game to find out because it will be lost spoilers of how that happens, everything. But anyways, the Court of Owls also in the game. So these are like the main factions that you encounter in the game throughout the world in the open map as well.
Gotcha.
Your character. So let me dive into that very quickly because it's important. So your character level system, the way your character is designed is you pick a character, you have three slot gears. You have melee, range, suit. Are your only three slots in the game you have to worry about. And you have an armory system or inventory system like most games. You know, white is your mm-hmm. common armor, green, blue, purple, mm-hmm. orange, and yellow. Yellow being legendary. And they give you stats and boosts to help you or damage increases. So there's that. That's right. Very simple done. Only three slots, which I like. It's not like Assassin's Creed or Horizon where it's like, oh, God, I got to like maximize all these things. There's just three slots you got to worry about. That's it. That's all you have to worry
about. Five in Horizon? Yeah.
Yeah, five or six. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Five trees, six trees. Yeah, there was a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And here there's no weapons because every member of the Bat family has their own weapon of choice, obviously, like the mm-hmm. comics. So you're literally just getting those slots to buff up their already weapons, which is great. I like it. And you don't have to run around and find weapons or anything crazy like that. It's perfect. You have something called mods. Mods give you an extra buff in the gear. So like some gear will say you have like two slots of mods you can enter in and you pick up mods by doing missions, just like gear, knocking out characters, I should say, and picking them up.
That sounds like customizing your play style a little bit. Like, if you like to do more melee, you can do melee mods. And
exactly. Make melee better. Exactly.
Yep.
Yes, yes, you nailed it. It's exactly what mm-hmm. it is here. Each gear has like different buffs it can give you and help you. Like, there's like a... They call it like elemental damage. Like there's a fire, there's lightning, there's frost. So basically when you're attacking somebody, it adds on like an add-on damage over time. You know, like the burning or the freezing or whatever basically it is. I like the freezing one because if you fight them so many times and you keep hitting them and the freeze little debuff on them goes full circle, they actually freeze in place like Mr. Freeze would do basically.
With his victims.
So it's pretty cool that that exists. Mods, same idea, by the way, they have the same gear system. There is a white, blue, purple, the whole thing basically. And mm-hmm. the more higher the grade, the better buffs you get from it. You can also combine mods together. You have to have four to combine. So if you have like four, let's say green ones, you can combine all of them to make one blue one and so forth to make them more powerful.
Nice.
Because you're going to collect a lot of mods and you're going to be like, this is useless to me. I can't use this. So you want to basically upgrade that way.
Don't discard them, save them.
I was just going to say, yeah,
make you don't have ones.
To. Yeah, now you can if you want to, because they also have like levels, you know, I think 10 to 30, basically. Mm. So if you have like level 10 mods and you're level 30, throw them away or something if you have better ones to use. And if you discard them or dismantle them, it gives you resources. These resources in return allow you to craft things. The crafting system in this game, you can craft suits, you can craft weapons, meaning to buff you up, not weapons of like, this weapon is better than mine. It's like a buff up weapon, basically. Mm-hmm. For the resources, there's also a transmog, they call it, system, or like a cosmetic only. So for example, if you craft yourself an outfit that has great stats, but you're like, I don't like the look of this, you can go and change the look of it with the transmog to something you like from like the comic series or the movies or something. So you always look cool basically in the game. Yeah.
Oh, you
so
can
it's not like you look like.
So yeah, you can change the look of like Robin's costume. It's not just even one costume.
Correct. Yep. Every time.
I like that.
Anytime you want to. Now you do have to unlock those cosmetic styles by crafting gear, but it's very easy. It's very quickly, and you can always change anytime you want to. So, and that's the same with everybody. Jason, Batgirl, they all can change outfits anytime you want to, like that. So it's not only one outfit that you see in the trailer. Oh no, you can change it. So I think I'm selling it to Ben already.
Yeah, see, the big seller on Arkham Knight was like, you can drive the 66 Batmobile, you can drive the Tumbler, you can drive, you know,
89,
you can drive like all the Batmobiles and all the suits. Like that was just like, who am I going to play as Snake? I think I'll play as Beyond. I'm going to fly around as Batmobile.
Yep, That's exactly what this is. Also, they got some.
That's so
they
tempting.
They got a lot of good gear. Just be wary.
I might have
Robin
to
has
buy
a cool
that
one too.
I might be buying it after this podcast.
You get also a very nice one when you finish the game. So for the people who've been comparing the outfits in the trailer, they used the horrible example, but I think they did it on purpose because they want to show you that there's more to it in the actual game. Like I don't wear anything from the trailer because it looks not my style at all. In the game, there's actually the dark. I'm using my quotations here.
the dark
versions of those outfits, if you would. So yeah, they're very cool. And you get a very nice, cool one at the end of the game called like Knighthood or something. It looks very good, but we'll leave it at that.
Ooh.
Yeah, it looks very cool. Your bat bikes all look the same for the most part. There's no difference between each character. The only thing you can do between all of them is you can change the color. So you can go into your headquarters, pick the color you want. You know, you go green for Robin or whatever you want. So there's a color system you can do at that point.
Red
so
for
very
Robin.
Very easy, very, very. You can do red.
Yellow,
if you want.
Yellow for too. Robin. Mm-hmm.
There is a color code of like green and yellow together that Robin unlocks eventually. So
ooh, I like it.
There's a bunch you can do. To get more color paints for those, you do time trials. So throughout the game, whether you're playing as any character, you will see those quick time lapse you can do in the bat bike, I call it. So basically you have to like run through loops or circles around Gotham
in
time. Yeah, very quick, you know, time trial things, nothing crazy. It's not That's a requirement, fun. But if you only get like extra color schemes and that kind of stuff, you can do that. Each character has their own, what you call it, main transportation mode after you do those challenges. I told you those momentum challenges or knighthood challenges, they call them also in the game. For example, Bago, she can glide with her cape. Robin uses satellite to like teleport in short distances throughout Gotham, which is pretty cool. Any elevation, as high as you can, as low as you can. Jason Todd kind of like hops around, you know, in the sky because, you know, he's been exposed to the Lazarus pit. So that his ability from within the Lazarus pit he gets where he can like just basically jump around
right.
in the sky. And of course, Dick Grayson, Nightwing, he has his little like Nightwing jet that looks like a little
glider.
Drone glider. Yeah, he's holding on to and you can basically fly around with it for the most part. Each character has their own set of skill trees. By the way, there's like 4 or 5 different like skill sets you can go through. You do want to pick wisely because it's not like most games where you get all of them eventually. The maximum level is level 30. So you and those points you get to spend are per level. So by the end of you get level 30, you're going to find out that not all the tree or abilities have unlocked. So
can you respec?
Yes, you should be. Well, you know what? Not that I've seen. Not that I have seen, but I have a strong suspicion that's going to change very soon because I noticed I wanted to respec and improve one of Batgirl's stuff. I couldn't find a way to do it. So, but I could be wrong. You know, two patches have come out since I played last time. So maybe they've changed something since then, or maybe I missed completely. So if I did, correct me, send me a Facebook or whatever and let me know if I missed.
Email.
But I'm not email, but yeah, I couldn't find anything. So be wary of that.
Okay.
But at least it tells you, you know, what this does, what that does, what your play style is, you know, all that fun stuff. There's a bunch of different ways you can go about it.
It's been out for a month, so if you're like me and you haven't picked it up yet, you probably could research some of this,
you know,
before you start playing and go, okay, you know, what would I want to spec each of these characters as? Then you kind of have a plan going into it. Because that's what ends up happening to me is I sit there for a half hour just staring at the screen like, I don't know what I want to. Or I like put it off until I get to a point where I'm like getting destroyed by like basic enemies. And then I'm like, okay, I've got to pick something. But
that's actually a good segue because the battle system basically is the next I was going into. So each character has their own like set of abilities to that character's alone only. And you have like your, you know, you have your square, triangle, circle to dodge kind of thing. The the fighting and dodging is not as smooth as Arkham Knight, obviously, here, but you get the hang of it pretty quickly after a few fight situations. Oh, okay. Yeah, so it's not terrible, but it's definitely not as nice as Arkham Knight or Spider-Man, actually. It's a good example because Spider-Man is more recent as well out there. Each character has like, it's basically you use like L1, L2, X, L1 square, L1 circle, L1 triangle to activate one of your abilities. You unlock those abilities as you go through those momentum challenges or knighthood challenges. Knighthood is basically you're getting your character to a knighthood status to unlock everything for them. Abilities, costume, transport, everything, basically.
Okay.
So let me get into it. I was going
to
say,
Does that have to do with the skill tree still or no?
No, that's separate. That's completely separate.
Oh,
the skill tree system. Yeah, the skill tree system is completely separate. You're always going to get like a talent point per level as you level up through the game. Your knighthood stuff basically gives you stuff to do. For example, it will say something like, to unlock this ability, use your Batarang 5 times and kill destroy enemies 5 times with a Batarang. And then you finish the challenge. Make sure you go tackle down 10 members of the Court of Owls to finish the next challenge. So it gives you challenges, basically, is all it is. The menu has a very good way of showing you challenges. You have like your training room challenges, your main mission that you do, and your knighthood stuff. I highly encourage that you focus on knighthood as much as you can throughout the game, because it's going to give you more powerful abilities. And of course, a transportation system that you want to help you navigate around the city.
Yeah, pretty quickly. I see what you're saying.
Just an FYI on that. Yeah. So yeah, the talents, you're fine. You don't have to do any of the knighthood stuff. You don't really have to. You can go straight to the main game, but it's going to help you quite a bit if you do focus on it a little bit. And this game has co-op. So if you have a friend, looking at Ben here, they can help you with this stuff. He or she can join in the game and help you with those side stuff, the main storyline. So, I heard they can do as well with you. So
where are you at? Have you finished the main story?
I have. I'm done.
Okay.
I'm finished.
Do you have knighthood for everybody?
Yes.
Every character? So every character, and do you have level 30 every character already?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So what would we do in co-op?
And I have and I have legendary outfits for like gear for all.
What do you need me to play co-op for? There's nothing to do for you. You're going to be bored.
No, it's still fun. The game has a very good rinse and repeat cycle. Like, because you know you're in Gotham. I know I'm a big DC fan, right? And
this
is almost like you're in Gotham City and you're with a buddy and you're fighting crime, because
I get that.
Those nightly crime is still there, by the way. The main story is finished. The side story is finished with the villains, but the nightly events with crime everywhere
and
do stuff, that's still ongoing. That's nonstop. But it would be fun to basically do like the main missions with you on your side and watch the cutscenes with two of us there instead of just one of us, because there's some funny moments.
Does it scale you down so that you're not like level 30 and I'm level 2?
I believe it scales us to the level of the
host.
Of the host, basically.
So if I host you. Okay.
Yeah. Now, I will say the open world, because I only play multiplayer once with somebody random. And when they join my lobby or my world, if you would, it says something like enemies are now stronger because another person joined. So they scale you, but they also make enemies more powerful. It's not that bad, though, or anything crazy, because we were both playing and it didn't feel much different.
That's interesting. It would scale me. So then I wonder how I'm still leveling up. Interesting.
Yeah. No, when I used to level up, I think what it would do is, if anything, it would probably scale like the difficulty more than anything. So I would probably either get scaled to your level, I would think, since I finished the game and stuff, because you still need to level up and everything. So I don't think it's going to change much.
Because it would, how would it level me up? Yeah. Because there's things that I have to pick, and then I'm not.
Yeah,
it would make more sense to drop your abilities down.
Exactly. Yeah, they'll drop like my leveling down or something. I might still have the gear. The good news is we'll test it together and we'll revisit, and I can tell you how that goes.
Exactly.
I haven't done the campaign with anybody. I'm going to try that probably after this recording at some point and see how that goes. And let you guys know, but it would be cool to see, because like two of us basically doing it together, because there's some cutscenes where Harley's like go get them, and I'm like, them, it's just me here, who's them, it's just Batgirl by herself here. So it'd be cool to see like both of us just like, we're in a cutscene
in the fight,
we got rescue, and
that does
with
sound
fighting
fun.
together you guys can do like special team moves. Like if I like hold someone, it'll tell you press X to do a team combo or something. So you can both like tackle down the person.
That's knock cool. Them out. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Whether you're, yeah. It's always different with each character too. It's never like the same exact, you know, layout. So if you're Robin and I'm Nightwing, it'll look nice and different every time.
Hell
so,
yeah.
Yeah. So it for me, I'll play it again with you, and I'm pretty sure the way this game is structured, the way they created it, they're going to have future DLCs with more stuff, whether it's with Two-Face joining the club. I don't know if Joker is alive or not in this universe, because it's not part of Arkham or anything like that. So
Poison Ivy?
Yes. Poison Ivy? Yes.
I love Poison Ivy.
Poison Ivy. She's great. What's the other guy? Black Mask would be a cool one,
Black
too.
Black Mask?
If he was there. Like there's so many characters. I'm trying to
think. Man-Bat?
Man, that's a good one. Calendar Man is another one.
That's a good one.
And I should have said something. Penguin is in this one too. Penguin.
Oh yeah, yeah. I saw him in the gameplay trailer. Yeah. Yeah,
but he's not your main villain. Like yeah, he's actually working with you. Like you're working with him. Like
oh,
he's
that's kind of cool.
He's trying. Yeah, he's saying he's like on this like new clean, crime free, you know, road because he can't.
That's fun.
I can't say anything because I ruined the story, but he's basically kind of like on the good side with you.
So is the Joker not around?
No sign of the Joker.
Did he die?
Of him. They don't say.
So Harley is just running the show, huh?
Yeah, Harley's running the show. The only close thing I could think of the Joker is at one point you go through like the Batcave, or you don't. No, you in the cutscene when you see Bruce in the beginning, you see like there's all these like momentums that he cut from all the villains, and there's like a big Joker card. So I know that insinuates here they got them and Joker got killed or something, or Joker isn't you know, Arkham.
That's always been in there. Like, it's in the comic books, too. And then in the animated show, was there a Tyrannosaurus Rex in there, too?
Yes. Yes, there was. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's a thing that comes from the comic books from way, 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 way back. Like, it's just it's a tradition. They always draw it in with the T-Rex and the Joker card. They did that in the animated 90s show too. Yeah,
that's awesome. That's perfect. I mean, I'm glad I learned something. So that's you see that's cool. That's the only clue you have. So I know they're going to include Joker down the road as well and that kind of stuff. But it's going to be
they might. I don't know.
Yeah, there.
It could be also like they just couldn't get Mark Hamill or something to do the game. I don't know. That could be what it is
for right now, at least. Yeah.
So they were let's not do another voice. Maybe. Maybe they're just trying to be respectful to him. I don't know.
Well, they could always go for Joaquin Phoenix or something if they want to.
That'd be interesting, but I'm sure there's plenty of voice actors out there that are talented and deserve the role more than like a famous person. Yeah.
Exactly. But that's essentially all the game is. It's definitely pick it up. I highly recommend it. Don't listen to the frame rates. The frame rates were definitely very bad in the very beginning because they're dropping below 30, but they've patched it. It's running at 30 frames per second. I know you think, oh God, that's going to be terrible. It really is not. They do a good job. It's really smooth sailing. So pick it up if you can. It is on sale right now until the 28th.
Yeah, it's $42, I think. $41.99.
Instead of 70. Instead of 70, yeah. It's a good deal.
So it's a good deal. It's a good deal. All right. Well, with that, I hope everybody has a good holiday next week. If you're celebrating and you're with friends and family, enjoy that. If you are not, enjoy the days off. Enjoy the shopping on Friday and Monday.
Yes.
But we will be back the following week. I will be talking about Pokemon Scarlet. Having 2 weeks in, I'll give you my thoughts on that. And we will see you then. Hope you have a good weekend. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.